Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Carbonite Crew show here on your favorite podcast platform. We cannot thank you enough. If you would like to support the show in any way, we would very much appreciate it. And you can do that by heading over to buymeacoffee.com/Carbonite Crew. And you can simply just buy us a cup of coffee. There is no reoccurring subscription. There is no commitment. Nothing like that. Helps us put on the best show we possibly can. And if you have any of those, you know, Amazon gift cards that people gift out, because you can buy anything on Amazon.com. You can use those by heading to any of our bios on any of our social media pages, clicking the link, and make any purchase you want with that Amazon gift card. And we do earn a small commission for mentioning Amazon on the show. Thank you guys again for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Kids, I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Assemble.
What is up, everybody? Welcome in to the Carbonite Crew show. How's everyone doing? We're joined by a very special guest today.
The Elliot Dell.
We sure are. Welcome, Elliot. I was thinking about it. The Elliot Dell. He's kind of famous, so does that make us the guests here, even though it's technically our show?
No, it's so much cooler that I'm here. Carbonite, the Carbonite, that's the coolest name I've ever heard for a podcast. And like, all my content is so like off base for like my nerdom that it's not even funny.
It's so true.
You'd be like, what? You know,
if I told you, what?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm a gun guy, but then you come to my basement and there's like totes of Star Wars figures. And you're like,
well, there's plenty of guns. They just happen to be like really little and in action figure hands.
All right, so like the amount of money I have compared to my Star Wars figures is just so. Anyway, I appreciate you guys having me. I look forward to talking about Star Wars, Andor, and other things. So
we're excited to have you. Glad it finally worked out.
Hey,
it was easy.
To be fair,
I just said you want to come on.
Yeah, you did. You texted me 2 days ago.
Hey, to be fair, it's a nice transition kind of just into Andor itself, because there's that one scene, I don't remember what episode it's in, but they like modified an AK-47.
And oh, yeah.
Into a blaster, which that was weird.
I don't like stuff like that. Like, so, okay, so something like that reminded me, I don't know how much you guys are into like Halo, but they did, like they brought AKs and stuff into the Halo universe. Which in theory, like Halo's timeline, there's AKs way back in the past, but it's just so off to Halo, and then they do it in Star Wars, and
right.
It's just like obviously you look at it and you're like, that's a freaking AK. What do you mean?
Exactly. Well, I didn't notice, but it makes sense that you would.
we'll show you a picture later, Steven, and you will notice. And you'll be like, all right, that's just
it. Oh, like, my gosh.
Like the Russians should have, like, copywritten the episode at that point. So,
right. It was off. You talk about taking yourself out of a series. Like, that moment or an episode, that can do it, for sure. I think that was early in the season. That was, like, 2 or 3. It was pretty early on. I forgot about it until, like, the other day.
So, are we going to be discussing our, like, complete thoughts on the Andor series? Or are we just talking about the last episode?
You know what? This is a pretty just freeform show here. Don't come after us, Disney, with your freeform network copyright. But gosh, just watch what I say. No, we can do whatever. I mean, I'm free to open. We can talk about the series as a whole. We can touch on some of the main points of the last episodes, because I do think that last episode, like, I thought the tension was there. I thought it was built up really, really nice. So I mean, we can.
There's a lot in there too.
There is.
Maybe we start with some overall thoughts.
All right.
Okay.
You lead us off then, because I don't want to be like the complete, because I'm going to start off bad. I'm just going to be real.
Spoiler alert. Which is,
y'all are all about it. So go tell me.
Hey, part of the reason we brought you on is because I was like, well, Tyler and I both, I think, are fairly positive on it. We liked it overall. Elliot, on the other hand, really didn't. So I think it'll make a good contrast for the episode.
I was saying I didn't like it would be not fair. Saying I have some problems. I wouldn't even say problems. I wouldn't even say problems with it. Anyway, go on. You guys lead.
I'll start us off. All right. So I think Tyler and I were thinking we could start off with a little bit of a rating, we'll say. What would I rate the show 1 to 10? I think that's a good way to start this off. And I think I would give this one like a 6.5. I feel like it's above the middle line. Like, it was better than just average. But I think it was kind of like highs and lows for me, where some of it, I was just really just trying to like drudge through it because I knew I was going to have to talk about it on a podcast at some point. And then some of it I actually enjoyed watching and I thought was really interesting. So it's funny because it splits really well. I feel like the story of the show does, where you kind of have like the first phase where it's the heist story, where he gets recruited into a group and they go and steal those. Are they like batteries or something?
No, they're stealing. It's money.
Credits. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking batteries for some reason. I don't remember what. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it is. I was like, why am I confused? I was like, I know something happened with batteries recently. Anyway, that's like phase one, and then phase two is he gets sent to prison, gets locked away, and has to figure out how to get out. Right. So, real quick thought here. I know neither of you guys have read any Brandon Sanderson books, so it's not going to really hit for either of you, but maybe somewhere somebody out there will hear me. I feel like the writers of this show were big Brandon Sanderson fans, because the first half of this show is just the plot from the Mistborn series, which is like his earlier really big, really popular series, where it's just like, it's a heist. He gets recruited, he has to go in there, do the thing, and get out. And then the second half is just the plot from The Way of Kings, which is the first book in his Stormlight Archive series, which is big one right here. That big guy. My big leather bound copy. Maybe that's also what she said. But anyway. So the plot from that is guy gets locked up for no reason, ends up joining a band of fellow misfits, and they accomplish some breakout task to get out of the evil people's grips, right? So I thought that was kind of funny. I think the first half for me was kind of I just felt super, super slow. Like, I remember, Tyler, we recorded after those first three episodes dropped, and we kind of, where it was this like really, I thought it was fairly interesting the way they did it. They did his backstory, and he's like got all these questions about how his growing up, but we don't really know what all the things are. We talk about a sister that he's looking for. And then it feels like, right? Exactly. It feels like all of that just like ended and didn't matter again for the rest of the series. And I was just so confused. And then the heist stuff, like, it was fine. Some of it was okay. But it was just so slow. And I think where I was at in the first half is I was just having trouble caring about it. Like, I was sitting there, I was like, why do I care about this plot? Because I know what happens with these characters. I know what happens down the line in Star Wars as a whole, right? Like, there's no surprises here. I know he's going to make it out. Where are the stakes? Yada, yada, yada. So the first half, I was pretty down on it. But then the second half, I actually thought was much better. So I thought the prison, like, a lot of that was really interesting, and I thought it was kind of cool. A part of it is probably just Andy Serkis. Serkis, right? I'm saying that right. Yeah. He was phenomenal. He was awesome. So I thought that was super interesting. And then all of the stuff happening with Luthen, kind of as we're going through that, I found his character to be my favorite part of the show, without a doubt. He was very, very interesting, I felt like. So that's kind of where I landed on it. Some of it I liked, some of it not so much. Some of it was just, I think the biggest issue, I think, was just the pacing, though. The speed that show moved was just kind of brutal at points, where it's just like, what are we doing here? Let's get it going.
Yeah. Kind of felt like the whole heist part where they're getting ready to steal the payroll. I thought that dragged on probably an episode too long. And mm-hmm. It almost felt like the Deathly Hallows Part 1, the film, where it just kind of like they're walking around, like there's a lot of exposition, which, you know, I think we did learn a lot of good stuff in there, but you could have thrown that stuff in somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
The pacing really did pick up in that second half, I think, which was nice. But yeah, it almost felt like two seasons in one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. And I'm really bothered now that you brought up his sister in his childhood, because I really like that mm-hmm. stuff. And yeah, there's no payoff. Like, we just kind of like leave it. I assume we're coming like back to it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know that I can like just assume anymore with some of the Star Wars stuff, man.
They went in with two seasons planned. Sometimes plot points
just get dropped.
Tyler, what was your rating then?
I was going to give it a 7.5. But then I hear Steven's voice in my head saying, Tyler's really positive and gives good ratings. And then you hit me with the whole like sister plot line.
So
now I'm just bothered. I'm gonna come down to a 7.
Okay, so are these ratings based on Star Wars franchise or just overall good television?
Just
somewhere in between those two.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
So me looking at this as like a Star Wars series.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably like out of the television and movies, it's not high up there for me.
Mm.
I will never rewatch this ever.
Yeah, in my life. I think that's fair.
All right, so I would rate it lower in comparison to the franchise as a whole. If I'm giving it like a franchise rating, I would probably say it's like a mm-hmm. 3 or 3.5.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I feel like the whole entire thing was more of a visual type of television show. It was more like, I don't know. I don't feel like very much happened in the whole entire like 12 episodes. I feel like it was more like, ooh, look at this. I thought stuff was prettier. And like the actors and stuff were showing off like massive landscapes. Like when they were on the planet they were going to steal the credits from, they made a big showing of the stars. And they made like there were huge drone shots of massive landscapes. And I felt like that was a big thing throughout the whole entire like episode or no, but the whole entire series. And I agree with you, Steven, about oh gosh, his name just lost. What's his name? The
Luthen.
Luthen. Yep. He was my favorite character in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I have a real big problem with Star Wars giving you backstories and giving you content on people that you know everything about and you know how it's going to end. And Andor was one of those things where it's like, I did, like going into it, I was like, who asked for this?
Nobody.
I mean, I didn't even remember who he was from Rogue One until. Just you know, I didn't feel like he was a superhero, you know, and I felt like Luthen had mystery behind him. I still don't really know who he is, you know.
Nope. And I love that.
And every time anything like the most interesting part was looking at all the Easter eggs in his shop, man. I mean, that was fun. I was like, what are we gonna see this week? You know. Because I mean, the AK-47s and Andor, you know. So I thought it was a good television. I thought it was a good Star Wars series in the fact that it didn't screw anything up.
That's a good point.
Nothing bad happened in it. In my
That's
opinion.
Fair. That's a really fair point.
Like, Disney did a perfect job at just making content. They didn't, like, I didn't feel like anything happened throughout the whole entire series that changed Star Wars. I don't know if it did for y'all. Like, there was no crazy, like, whoa, that happened. There was no, like, crazy Easter egg. Well, there was some crazy Easter eggs, but nothing like, you know.
Nothing, like, impactful. I think the only thing that I come out of it and I'm like, I feel differently about, and Tyler, you sent me something about it the other day. You sent me somebody in the football world, actually, funny enough, had tweeted
right.
that it was just like essentially what we saw is like the people side, the little people side of the rebellion, kind of where it's like, okay, this is why they are fighting. This is why they needed to like go against the Empire because of the like cruelness, the evil, some of the like, the evil things that were happening, not just to like the big major people, but you know, it's people like Andor that granted he's kind of a real character, but like they didn't know who he was. They just picked him up off the street because he looked like he could, I don't know, build some X thingies, and they threw him in prison and made him, you know, like a slave just for the fun of it. Right. I don't know. They're little pieces of the Death Star, whatever.
he was looking sketch when he got caught. Like he was looking around and stuff. I mean,
a little bit sketch, but like I would be terrified there too.
Andor looked sketchy the whole entire time. It was like he was like spazzing the whole time, like chill, dude. Like the dude was freaking out the whole 12 episodes. He was on vacation. Switching, you know, I mean,
coked out like that bear in that movie you just sent me the other day.
I still haven't watched that trailer. Everyone else has.
It's terrifying.
Oh man!
Oh my gosh!
Like, I think I appreciate all Star Wars content. I enjoy getting all Star Wars content, but it was too slow for me. It was too uneventful, and it was too much of the same stuff we've been getting for the last 10 years. I'm even about it before. And I don't know your opinions, Tyler. But I'm tired of rebellion. I'm tired of hearing about the rebellion. I'm tired of the original rebellion, and I'm tired of the one right before the First Order. I could care less. Like, I'm just being... Mando's my thing just because he doesn't complain about the Empire, you know? I mean, so,
well, they're gone at that point. There's nothing to complain about.
Well, yeah, for the First Order, it does, you know.
Sure, it's a... so what's your overall rating of the show? Are you at a 3?
Yeah, I'm at a 3.
Okay.
Because there's so much more content out there. Because, like, Mando's better. Boba's not better,
Boba was just bad. So I was thinking about it. The only thing,
that's the problem. He wasn't bad. He should have been.
Well, that's
the problem.
But Boba got screwed up. They screwed up something in Boba. They didn't screw up anything in Andor. They just were boring. But like Mando's better. The Clone Wars series is better by like millions of stars. All the movies. Okay, so thinking about it now, I don't really like Rebels because it's too childish for me. Okay.
Peace. We'll see you later.
Rebels. Oh, okay.
I can see behind that. Like it. I understand it's very much made for children.
Because like, me.
Well, I mean, like. And it's a little far fetched. I mean, I guess it is Star Wars, and it's
because they talk about the rebellion. I get it,
and that too. It's so I guess
Rebels was like the first time they did it, and so it didn't feel as like worn out by then.
That's
yeah,
fair.
But
that's
Rebels came out on Disney, didn't it? Is that was that
it was like
the
that Disney XD channel that
yeah.
I remember.
Oh, that's so, right. That's what it was. Yep.
So my in my defense, I never watched it when it was when I was younger. And then like trying to I've tried to watch it since then. I've tried to like get into it, I just can't. Like I know the backstory of it because I've watched like recaps and everything, so I understand the
world
of it and the concept's great. But I just can't get through watching it, you know.
That's fair. I can
see that's fair.
We're gonna make you
there's definitely
you have to watch.
Yeah, that's a good idea because there's plenty of like filler episodes that you could totally just not watch. But
in the same
oh man, Clone some Wars. Of the like really ones. Well, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've still watched every Clone Wars episode. I remember I went online and found a list of the important ones and watched those ones.
Have you even watched the last like the? Oh shoot, the last season that they came out with it was pretty good.
Yeah, I did watch that. That was really awesome. Good.
Okay, but sad. Actually, thinking about it, there's a lot of bad Star Wars content out there, so I'd probably rate it. I'd a 4.5 because, like, the sequel trilogy, there's a whole trilogy that's just horrible.
Yeah. You know? There's three movies that I would not want to watch more than I would want to watch this.
There's three movies that I haven't seen since I watched them in theaters. So. I mean, Andor's better than those, and Andor's better than Boba, and
Boba.
So I guess I raised it. I put it a little too low, so I'll raise it up. I'll do like a 4.5. So
okay, that's fair.
As
it's at least overall, like, yeah, it's at least like a quality show. It looked good. The story was not bad. I think the story was fine. It was just the pacing they told that story at was a little rough, but yeah.
And that's fine. I would tell if somebody asked me whether or not they should watch Andor, I would tell them yes, but I wouldn't put it at the top of the list to get done today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's fair. I will say one thing that really bothers me is there's a line in Rogue One where Andor, I think he says it to Jin, where he says, I've been in this fight since I was 6 years old. Been on like one of the, like our favorite lines with me and Jonathan and Daniel, and that show just completely retcons that because even if you go back to his childhood,
I didn't think about
he was
that.
What 10, right? Unless like so that just completely goes
you're
out.
You're harping on the specifics.
No, man. We're here to constructively criticize Andor season one, and I'm gonna criticize. That's important to me.
Constructively.
He says that with such conviction, and if that's not true, that means he lied to her while trying to make a point that he's on her side. And
getting
her trouble.
You gotta do sometimes, homie. I mean, they're trying to save the world.
Look at Luthen. Look what he did.
Yeah, look
that's worse. That's worse. That's worse than a little fib.
Luthen's going to do something wild in season two.
I think so, too.
Like he's going to kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna for sure. I just
yeah, I think because he's not in not in Rogue One.
None of them.
Let's talk Luthen for a second. Okay. Well, that's a good point. Let's talk Luthen for a second because we all agree that he is super interesting. Tyler and I. So last week, I think Tyler and I hit on this a little bit. But Elliot, there is a scene in one of the later episodes where, Luthen's double agent, that guy that is a part of the ISB. He's in the Empire. He's been trained and brought up and made
Andrew.
A part of this.
Like his name is Andrew. It's probably not.
Yeah, I can't. I can't remember. He comes to talk to Luthen to try to get out of the rebellion. And I think that scene is my favorite in the entire show. It's the scene where he is in the elevator talking to Luthen like through the speaker. And I just thought the camera work where like everything is shaking, the lights are flashing on and off, and just the dialogue between the two was super cool. And just the intensity of it all where Luthen's just like, yeah, no, you can't get out. Like that's not an option. And you just kind of felt the heaviness of it. I thought that was my favorite part of the whole show.
I agree completely. And what was resonating for me, it was when Luthen started to talk about what he had given up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was basically like, this is my life. This is it.
Yep.
I give up everything and will die doing this. Like, regardless of whether or not they win, he's like, I will die doing this. Mm-hmm. It's like, there is no option.
He says the line twice in the series, and I think he says it in this scene that you're talking about too, Steven, but he says the line, I'm devoting my life or dedicating my life for a sunrise that I know I'll never see. And I just think that's one of the most powerful. The fact that they put it in there twice, I mean, even they knew. They're like, oh, this line is a goal. Let's throw it in there again.
But yeah, I think make sure beautiful. They don't miss it.
Right. And I love it. I'm just going to assume he's talking about the blowing up of the Death Star in real reality, both one and two. Maybe that's why he said it twice, because the Death Star blows up twice.
Ooh, meta. There you go.
He's getting in the weeds here, man.
Dude, that's where we live.
You might be over.
We live in the weeds. We are not beautiful. We are here.
It's not that deep.
They probably just forgot they already used it. They're like, they found it scribbled on a napkin somewhere. They're like, oh, this is a good line. But they'd already said it 3 months ago in filming. Yeah.
Right.
Say it again. Oh, man. Maybe Stellan Skarsgård just loved it that much. He just ad-libbed it in that scene.
What a cool name, man. Stellan Skarsgård.
He's coming. He's all over the place. He was in Dune.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Oh, I forgot he's in Dune, too. Yeah.
Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but that Pirates of the Caribbean was forever ago.
I'm talking still all relevant.
Here recently, he's been
popular. Don't make me feel old.
Yep.
Old, I mean.
No. You're young. You're like, what, 24?
24.
He's a youngin.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
The Caribbean came out when you were like, ooh, really young.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
You did, Elliot, you did put into perspective, like, the whole rating system for a second, like, it's kind of blowing my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about Star Wars as a whole, I'm like, man, 7.5, 7 seems like a really high rating now. Even 6.5. Yeah, I mean,
think what you're putting it above. Like, what is, if you have 1 to 10 for all the Star Wars, think of what that 7.5 you are putting this above.
That's
See, I just
fair.
Think about it like, you know, per like, movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I messed up my whole rating system for everything.
What's number one? What's number one?
Episode 3.
You're weird. Okay. Would you put it like, would you say it's close to Empire Strikes Back?
No.
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 Here's what I would say. The only things worse than it are the sequel movies.
Okay.
Boba Fett.
So you can make arguments for the sequel movies. Go on.
I've never finished Bad Batch, so I think I'll throw that in there.
No.
You
need to finish Bad Batch then.
Yeah.
I'm the problem here.
Bad Batch had good and bad episodes.
Was right.
The half of Bad Batch is okay.
Is it the second half that's good? Because the first I just could not do.
So just tune in halfway through the seasons.
Oh man, I couldn't take the like recycled Grogu plot line. Oh, that's driving me a little crazy.
What are you talking about, dude? Omega? No, dude, don't ever crap on Omega.
I'll crap on Omega. I'll do it all day.
It's just Grogu.
Elliot, give me a list of stuff you like in Star Wars. I'll start there.
I like it when Mando doesn't have to babysit. I like
That's fair.
When Anakin kills the younglings, I like.
I liked when Anakin killed the younglings. He says, "We all like Tales of the Jedi."
Picture of everything, we're getting a clear picture. I like when he doesn't babysit kids. I like when the kids get killed.
The real concerning part of this is that his wife is like a baby nurse, whatever you call that, delivery nurse.
Bring your husband to work day. It's not happening in your household.
Oh, God. Cry. No. Oh, okay. There's a lot of stuff I like in Star Wars. I like all the prequels, okay? They're
good
they're
answer.
Fantastic. all the prequels are fantastic. They I think their hate is somewhat justified, but not completely.
Yeah.
And I like the Clone Wars a lot. Of course, I was also molded around the Clone Wars because that was like 9 or 10, 11 when that stuff was coming out. And just like
the golden age.
Yeah, yep. It was like right on the head. Season 1, episode 5 was like my favorite forever and ever. Do you guys even know which one that is?
Nope.
Oh, nope. Weak. It was one where
I don't know, like, specific one.
All those people. It was, we met all the ARC troopers.
Oh, okay.
So, do you like Ahsoka Tano? I feel like that's an important question.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're anti Ahsoka.
I'm anti Ahsoka. But it's more like a love.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
You're like the only one.
She can be annoying, and she can be beneficial.
You know what it is? It's because she's a kid, isn't it?
No, it has nothing to do with.
It's because you haven't watched Rebels. That's what it is.
Honestly, yes, that's where she comes like into her own.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll see. We'll see how like the series.
Oh yeah, I'm pumped for that.
I don't think you can watch a series without watching Rebels, though. I think you do have to.
I know what happens in Rebels. Like I understand, like the worlds or whatever the hell it is. I mean, it's kind of just like
it's not. No.
Oh man.
Oh man. Man, my first ever live podcast for the Carbonite Cruise show was a whole Worlds Between Worlds episode. It is the best. That whole thing. Time travel is a thing, and I love it.
Yeah, well, so do you guys think that they're just retconning the sequel trilogy?
No, I don't think they do it.
I think they just kind of ignore it.
Yeah, so like a soft retcon. Like, oh, here, let's just while the sequel trilogy is happening, we're just going to do stuff in different parts of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think they're going to ignore it. I think they're going to build stuff around it to try to enhance it.
I think they've already tried to do that. It's like they're like, oh crap, we missed a lot of stuff in that. Let's try to go back and fix it all now. Like, who is
it's gonna be
Snoke?
Hard.
What happened? How did Palpatine come back? Like all of this stuff.
Well, somehow, dude. Doesn't
but
matter.
Snoke, all this stuff doesn't matter. Problem. It's just no.
I agree. I think you just forget it happened. We just accept that they were bad movies, and we move on to something else. But that's not what's going to happen.
Time ignoring Adam Driver in Star Wars, he was so good, and he got ruined. Like, okay, first off, The Force Awakens is a really good movie. Call it a carbon copy, whatever. It was still a really solid movie. Like,
it was very enjoyable until
after it came out.
Right, until The Last Jedi happened.
You know.
You want to know a hot take for me? I think all the whole sequel trilogy.
Give us one.
The whole sequel trilogy could be fixed if they didn't bring back any of the old characters.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
The whole thing. Like, I think it could probably be fixed if they didn't bring back any of the old characters.
Yeah. You know what it feels like? The sequel trilogy.
You can change the plot and.
Plot kind of the same, you know. Like,
I guess
it almost feels like there was three.
I despise the First Order.
You despise
really
the First Order. That whole like plot line is so dumb. It drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I don't.
It was a zero effort of like plot.
Yeah,
it is.
We're just gonna do the. It's just do the Empire again.
Like, after Palpatine died, he had, like, these, like, robot things that had his face on it with his recorded message, and it went to very specific people within the Empire. And this is all canon. This is in, Battlefront 2, I think?
Yeah.
They show it. I forget what the order is called. And, like, I imagine that's what the First Order is, but that should have been explained in The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
You could have done so much with that, which would have naturally brought Palpatine back into The Last Jedi, which is where you should have brought him back. It would have all made sense. They never sat down at a table and put this together. And no, it didn't.
It was wild, man. No.
Well,
Ugh. How does every episode turn into us bashing on the sequel trilogy?
Somehow.
I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, you know what? I hate the sequel trilogy.
I start every morning.
That's your motivation to like go to the gym. To like gotta pump off all this anger.
No, it's to look like Adam Driver with his shirt off. I mean,
that's fair.
Totally fair. Oh my goodness.
So back to Andor and kind of.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we got a rating tangent and we've just started. It was a deep dive. So do we want to finish Andor, or do we want to finish talking about Andor, or maybe we can move on to Tales of the Jedi? Because I'm gonna be honest, I like Tales of the Jedi so much better than Andor. Is not even.
It was funny. So much better than Andor. Tales it wasn't even Jedi. Close.
Okay, you know what? Screw it. This is a freeform show. Like I said earlier, let's give our rating to Tales of the Jedi.
We'll drop the other segment because nobody prepared for it except for Elliot maybe. And then we'll do it another day.
Elliot, don't worry, you're coming back because you really like Star Trek, not Star Wars. We're learning. I'm
just kidding. All right, let's talk Tales of the Jedi. Where does it rank in like all Star Wars content? Because it's one of the best things we've gotten ever, right?
Yeah, I would easily rank it a 7.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
The whole series.
I would go higher.
You go like 9.8.
Well, you can't rate. You can't give everything a 9. You gotta be objective.
No. See, I go by project. Project. I'm not looking at the whole. That's what I'm saying. You're messing my system up.
You know who Dave Portnoy is?
Yes.
Do you know about the pizza reviews?
I do know he gives pizza reviews.
Do you know how he does it? He is the most objective pizza reviewer in the world. He can be like, this is a fantastic pizza. It's a 7. You only reserve top tier ratings for top tier content.
Tales of the Jedi, 9.8, you heard it here.
I was going to say, what's better than Tales of the Jedi? All right.
So you want to know why Tales of the Jedi doesn't make like 9.
Because you don't like Ahsoka Tano.
No, I thought Ahsoka was good.
She's a baby?
Yes.
I'm going to milk it.
Well, okay. So the problem with Tales of the Jedi, one of the problems, is it's like the biggest teaser there ever was for good content. It's like, here you go. Yeet! You know?
I think that makes it that much better, though.
No. Want the tease, and then you want to get the bone. Like you don't want to, like you know.
No. See, I am a firm believer that after Thanos snapped in Infinity War, they should have never made another movie. That's where they should have left it. Just leave me at that, and leave me always wondering. Right. So, and that's what these kind of do. Just here it is.
But they're not leaving me wondering. They're leaving me wanting more because the content they gave was good. I'm not wondering about it. I'm like,
okay.
I would love more Dooku content because, you know, Dooku, I don't know about lore on Dooku. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know how much there is out there either. But having, even though we know how Dooku's story takes place, like how it eventually ends, I thought it was fantastic seeing kind of before, you know, everything happened, how he kind of like pushed away from the Jedi, why he was pushing away from the Jedi, and who I thought it was interesting who he became, but he could have also became so much more of like a better person. And I just thought it was a great dynamic watching him fall and understanding why he fell, you know? And I enjoyed that way more than I enjoyed Andor because, like, I didn't understand, like, Dooku's perspective. And watching him hate a government or an organization or something because of their corruptness and that I thought was way more entertaining than watching the rebellion spark back up. you know.
That's yep. I will. You should check out Dooku Jedi Lost. It's an audiobook. Like, it was made for audiobook. You should check it out if you like the Dooku stuff, because it goes into kind of his history, like when he was like a count on his planet and all that stuff.
He was like stupid rich.
Oh yeah, like he was royalty on his planet. And it's just the way they tell
interesting.
It. It's really, really good. It's kind of told from the perspective Ventress too. Like, she kind of starts it out. Mm-hmm. She's his apprentice and stuff. It's real. I think you'd really enjoy it. Dooku's definitely one of like up there as far as like characters I've just loved learning about. And there's just, he's so complex, kind of with what you were saying, how he could have been such a better person. It's A+ material. And I hope they give us more Dooku. I hope they give us more Tales of the Jedi and give us more of him. Like, yeah. Even if he's just a bad guy, you know.
And it's also like uncharted territory, because it's well, some of that was before episode one, and they've never done anything like that. So I was about it.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
What a concept. Making content during a time period we haven't gotten 14 other things during.
It's called the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
What an idea.
Well, you know, it'd be crazy if they just did something that everybody wanted, like maybe some Old Republic.
Dude, they made Andor. Everyone wanted.
I don't understand it. Like, if there was this, like, why? It's the lowest hanging fruit. It's like Marvel. They understand, just keep making Marvel movies. Why can't Star Wars grasp the idea that, like, we all want the same thing? Like, just make it. It'll be awesome.
I just wanted a rated R Sith movie, and that's all we need. Like, what more?
Yeah.
They're going to do
this. Oh, man.
The Alkalite, or however you pronounce it, the Acolyte's coming out in, like, probably next year or so. And there's going to be a scene in it where they're just slaughtering a school of Sith kids. And Elliot's going to be like, yo, 10. Out of 10. It is top tier Star Wars. Elliot, your favorite Star Wars project or content?
Everything?
Out of all of it. Like, what is it, and what do you rate it?
My favorite Star Wars content is probably the Republic Commandos video game. That's what made me love Star Wars when I was young.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fair. I like that. I mean,
it's like you get to. Oh, so first of all, I love clones. Like, I love the whole thing. I have 1,000 different clone characters. And then, and if we're talking like all Star Wars content, being able to be like a clone commando, and that was just great. If we're talking like visual content, like movies and stuff like that, you know, at one point in my life, I would have told you, like, episode 2. I vividly remember going, like, that was the first one I saw in theaters. Or episode 1, because for the longest time, I wanted to be Obi-Wan Kenobi with his little, like, rat tail thingy, ponytail looking.
That would probably fit here in Southwest Virginia.
It really would. You know, you could get by with it. as I've grown older and, you know, I guess refined my taste, I really like, just, I understand why so many people like The Empire Strikes Back. And that's probably like one of my like top like visual content, like movie content, is probably The Empire Strikes Back, followed by like any of the prequel movies, really. I think episode 3 is overhyped. I like the first two better.
That's fair.
Really?
Yes. Especially,
that's interesting.
I'd almost say episode 1, because Darth Maul is just so freaking cool.
He
really is. He's awesome.
I mean, especially before they, like, I think they ruined Darth Maul with bringing him back. I think he should have stayed dead.
I don't know, man. That's fair. That Sam Witwer as Darth Maul in Rebels, it's something else.
Yeah,
it really is. It's good stuff.
Like, it doesn't feel like the same character, almost.
It doesn't. I think why I loved Darth Maul so much early on was because of the sheer mystery, and he is just like the old, just like, I'm quiet and I am deadly. And there's, That's all you needed to know, you know?
Yeah.
And when they started to flesh him out so much more, I think he got softer for me.
Hmm.
He became less of just like the most ultimate Sith, or I guess, was he a Sith at that point? Was he ever like officially a Sith?
I don't even know.
Before he got killed. I think
he's kind of like, he's about as much of a Sith as Ahsoka is a Jedi.
That's a great analogy or a comparison. That's, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
I feel like he like got softened up when they started to flesh out his story, and I lost a lot of respect for him. Kind of like how Boba, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point. It's like
you flesh out his character just absolutely,
and then they ruin him.
Yeah.
Granted, I like the Maul stuff, what they did. I'm not a huge fan of like bringing characters back from the dead, but whatever. I can get over it.
Yeah.
But especially with Boba, come on now. We didn't need it.
They brought
him back from the dead too, didn't they?
They did. Bringing all kinds of people.
And Palpatine, also awful.
I think within content in general, just as like, not even Star Wars, I feel like once characters die, they should remain dead. Because it pollutes the authenticity of the author's or the person's decision making to end a character, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Except for Jon Snow. He's the only one that you can bring back. But, and Steven, you already know that. So,
no, I don't get that.
It's a Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, he didn't watch it either.
I didn't watch it. Yeah, I did. Everyone's complaining about people dying. I was like, I don't want to emotionally invest myself into the show just to be upset. I was looking out for myself.
God. I love it.
I can't believe I'm on
maybe this one day.
No! No!
I want to see the Starbucks cup in the final season, okay?
Oh my God. Oh. Anyway, I think people should remain dead, and like if it's planned out like initially that they're coming back from the dead, that's fine, you know. But like where content was made forever ago, and then the characters brought back just for nostalgic sake, I think it pollutes it so much that it's kind of disgusting. Mm. Like Boba, for instance.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep.
Yeah.
And
who else died?
Palpatine. All these people died in the past and are brought back just for nostalgic purposes. I think killed it.
I hope Andor comes back.
Same.
Why not? You know, somehow. Somehow Cassian Andor is back. Who's Cassian Andor?
We never saw his body.
Yeah, no proof.
If you don't see a body, never trust it.
That's number one. We're talking about this right now, so let me ask you guys this. What do you think, how would you feel if they brought Mace Windu back? Because he's dead. He's, you know.
Dude, everyone just falls on things and then they all of a sudden return.
here's my issue with it. It's just like, it's not hard to come up with new characters.
No.
Just give me some new characters. That's all I want. That's all I want in life, really. It's like new people to like follow and see and be excited about. Like, it's not that hard.
Steven, this is so off topic, but I know you read stuff like this. Did you read Aragorn?
Oh yeah.
I think you did. You know they're redoing
several times.
They're coming out.
I sure do.
I'm kind of
pumped. They're doing a series, right?
Yeah, they're doing a series.
And it's like a big money. Is it Amazon or is it Netflix?
I think it's Netflix. Yeah.
It might be Disney.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think it is Disney Plus. Which I think they're gonna. I think it's gonna be good. That show
is Disney.
It is. It's perfect. It's perfect for an adaptation, and it's gonna be awesome. And it's perfect for a show. It'll be phenomenal.
Yeah, as long as they don't do what they did with the movie, it'll be okay.
Where they make it bad. I think I have some hope.
Yeah, I do too. I'm excited. Sorry, I was so off topic, but I haven't been able to ask you about that.
No. Somehow, Aragorn returned. Man.
Oh man.
What a divisive episode.
Do what?
It's very lively.
Yeah. What?
I can't wait to see the title. It's gonna be like the title's gonna be Andor ... and a bunch of other stuff.
We talked about Star Wars. The whole thing.
We talked a lot about.
We talked about Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is good. I could go all day. We could talk about.
This is the Carbonite Crew podcast.
We cover pop culture, man. We're here for everything.
Except
Game of Thrones, because none of us have watched it.
Oh man.
What was that?
I did.
Did you?
The Lord of the Rings show.
Oh no. I watched the first.
You haven't finished it yet.
And I really liked it, but I haven't finished it.
Yep.
You like did you like it, Elliot?
I liked it more in the beginning.
2.5, I bet.
Okay.
I didn't like it. So in terms of like content for Lord of the Rings, where there's only been 6 pieces of total content ever made for Lord of the Rings, it is way better than the 3 horrible Hobbit movies. So
that's fair. All
right. So it's above a 5. I recommend you watch. They could really do something with it if they don't like. So a lot of hardcore Lord of the Rings fans are like, they're hating on it because of political reasons or whatever they may have. I think that tainted it before it came out so much that it might have had a negative impact on the community. It definitely had a negative impact on the community. A lot of stuff, it did stray from a lot of Tolkien stuff, but I think if you are not a super, super hardcore Lord of the Rings person, you would be okay with it. If you were like a moderate Lord of the Rings fan, you'd be more like, oh my gosh, they're making Lord of the Rings content. And it's like,
same.
It's close to Tolkien stuff, but it's not Tolkien stuff. But it's close enough to where if you weren't super in depth on the lore, you would be okay with it.
So, and I'm not that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and so I think it's worth a watch, and I think it's you wouldn't waste your time.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. It's the reason it took me so long to watch Andor, because every time I got to watch TV, if it wasn't a football game, I was watching Rings of Power. So and the episodes are really long, so it just took me. Yeah.
Promise you won't judge me if I tell you this, but I slept probably through 1/3 of Andor.
You slept through it?
I did fall asleep.
Did you ever go back and rewatch it?
No.
Which part did you sleep through?
Elliot's I guess I don't even know who Andor
because you were asleep.
Like the last 3 episodes, I was pretty like.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's why he asked what we were covering.
Well, I don't. Like the final,
it's funny because the end was the best part.
Well, the final episode, all I remember is like the battle scene, you know, there at the end, because that kind of woke me up when the explosions were happening. The officer people ended up together in a closet. That's one of the things I remember.
That was super weird.
It was a little you know,
right? Oh, you're talking about
the weird guy and the ISB girl.
It was Cyril and
Cyril, yeah.
Wait, he was eating cereal the whole time, and his name was Cyril. Cyril, is that a joke? Is that like, I'm sorry, like, right? That's stupid. I know, but
no, you're totally right. Yep. He was eating,
how many bowls of stupid cereal? This show's at a 5 for me now, dude. I can't.
Here we go.
I can't.
Please leave it on. God.
It was like blue, like cocoa pebbles.
That's because the milk turned, or the, it turned the milk gnome. I don't know. Blue milk already, right?
Yeah.
He was doing blue milk.
Too funny. Oh my goodness. Oh man. All right.
We're definitely having you back on for the season two discussion.
Yes, absolutely.
Put that in the book.
Because we are right, we are getting a season two, right?
We are. 100%.
Like that's already already determined. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
Elliot's like, thank gosh. I think a lot of people. I don't know. I think there's gonna be a lot of payoffs. Like think phase one.
I hope
so. There's a lot of like iffy movies until you like get everything else behind it or after it. It just adds so much, and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. It just makes them that much better, in my opinion. And I think maybe that's how season one will
be. Here's hoping.
That's kind of, that's my positive outlook on it.
That's fair.
I'm glad you have a positive outlook on it.
Someone's got to. I'm part of a lot of Star
somebody
Wars,
in this virtual room has to.
Somebody has to.
Oh, I guess.
Someone has to stick up for the little guy.
The little guy, so. Disney. It's like the biggest guy on the planet.
For real. Gosh.
They make you think they're the little guys, the funny part.
They own everything.
They do. They really do. Like everything. Hulu, ESPN, all of it.
You'd think with such a massive marketing capability, they'd make better content.
They only push out social media content. They don't read any social media content. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. Feedback's non-existent for them.
If they would just listen to the Carbonite Crew podcast.
Dude, they totally do. We had very choice words for Bob Chapek, and they fired him the next day. They do listen.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
You should just send this podcast to Star Wars Theory and be like, listen to us. We
listen, man. AKs took me out of it. The screws and bolts were good, though.
Man.
Slaughter enough younglings. Other than that.
I did not.
I know you didn't. I'll take that one. Elliot, you'll appreciate the story. I was dating a girl for a while, and I made her watch, or I would always have Star Wars on, right? So I had episode 3 on one day, and Anakin's turning bad. He's turning into Darth Vader, right? And he goes into the temple, and the younglings come out, and they say, what are we going to do? And he ignites the lightsaber, and then sad music's playing, and it cuts to Padme or whatever the next scene is, right? It cuts to that. And I'll never forget her reaction. She's just sitting there on the couch, cuts to the next scene, and it's like a minute later, and she goes, wait, he didn't like kill those kids, did he? And I was like, oh man, do I have some bad news for you?
Well, you know.
Hey, at least now we know like 4 got away.
Yeah.
and then they turn into Sith, apparently, so I don't know.
Hey. Wait, who? Just Reva. Who else?
Yeah, just Reva. That was it. Okay. Just the one. I don't know.
Oh, Elliot, what do you think? Since we're here, whatever. What do you think of Kenobi? What do we think?
I thought
it's a tough one.
Obi-Wan's like one of those characters that almost died for me, and I don't know if they should have brought him back.
Mm.
In the time frame that he's in.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you got. I don't know about you, Tyler. Do you guys remember the last Jedi books? Not The Last Jedi as in the new Last Jedi, but There was a series of books that came out forever ago, and there was probably like 9 or 10 of them. And they followed this Jedi, or this old Jedi. His name was Furious Olwen. and he runs into Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan kind of mentors him into saving Jedi, and they kind of restrict Obi-Wan a lot to staying watching over Luke, and I think that's kind of where Obi-Wan belongs. Personally, I don't know about y'all. Do I think it was good in terms of what happened? Yeah, I like. Obviously, the fight scene was good. You know. I feel like they can do too much with Obi-Wan though.
And yeah, also, I agree.
I also thought the flashbacks with Hayden Christensen were kind of corny. He's too old. Too old for it.
They should have done a better job at de-aging him. That was on the VFX department.
Yeah, and I don't know if they meant to kind of like make him still be a little older for like, oh, we know he's not old, or we know he is old. I don't know what the reasoning was, because they did a pretty good job with Luke, you know?
Yeah, I think that was I don't know what that was all about.
I wonder if it was like a weird time crunch or a COVID thing too. It could have been. I don't know.
And then wait, put it out.
No excuses.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Wait to put it out then.
There are excuses. That's fair.
You are the biggest company in the world. You have resources.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I liked it, but I don't. I think it it should be a limited series, like how it started out.
Agreed.
A limited series. I don't want to be waiting for Obi-Wan content. It's great that it came out. We had our little Obi-Wan ordeal, but I think we really need to tread lightly, especially with a character like that and how their track record is of just screwing things up.
No, I think that's totally fair. I can't remember. We are getting a season 2, right, of Obi-Wan?
No.
Yep. I thought we were.
Oh, we're not? Okay. I thought we were reason.
I think they're pretty adamant on that.
I just can't remember.
Series. Yeah, nothing.
Well, good.
Nothing I'm
good.
Okay. If they end it here, I'm totally fine. If they make a season 2, my only like rule, hard and fast, is that him and Vader cannot interact again.
Ever again, no.
Agreed. I agree.
No. Because it was perfect, and I don't want them to mess it up.
If they do a second one, it needs to be... This is the one series or one like that I can think of that I'd like... If they somehow just make it about a completely different character as the main character, really, I'm fine with it. Like, have it be an Obi-Wan, but just follow, like,
Leia. Even, like, the guy you were just saying. Like a character like that they just make up.
Yeah.
And is new. Yeah. And he interacts with Obi-Wan, and that's, like, the plot. And Obi-Wan's just, like, around
follow
and a mentor. Bail
and Mon Mothma. Oh, yeah, something.
Or the one dude, the Jedi. I forget his name. Oh. They brought him up just to not ever talk on. Like,
oh.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I know, right?
He brought him up.
Is it from the game?
No, he was in. Oh my God. It's Voss. Quinlan Voss.
Quinlan Voss.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I was upset he didn't show up.
Yeah. And if they made something about him, you know,
that'd be cool. Yeah.
It would be different enough, you know, for me to like care. And speaking of that, I think one of the reasons I didn't like Andor that much is because it was too realistic to be like, it was too not Star Wars, in my opinion.
Okay.
See, I think that's one of its redeeming qualities, personally, because I think Andor, back on Andor, it's going to be fun to edit. So the one thing I really liked about this, that's the thing I really liked is it felt like, and it goes back to kind of what Steven was saying about how, like, we know what we're fighting for against the Empire and with the Rebellion now, is it kind of felt like I was experiencing, like, the hardships and, like, the all the pressure they were kind of under, you know? And it just how horrible it really was. And I felt like I was a part of that, or I was seeing it firsthand, and I was like, and I could relate to it. Like, I could see that happening, you know, in my city or down the street or in the country. And I just felt... I think that kind I did like that. And then I think the second half was more Star Warsy, I guess, if you will. Maybe that's where the disconnect in the season comes. Is it feels like this realistic show and then Star Wars. Maybe that's the problem.
That's a pretty good point too. Yeah.
But I see what you mean, how it would take you out of it though. Because Star Wars is it's its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I get that.
And when I like my Star Wars, I like it to have a lot of light sticks and force lifting, you know.
I just want a series or a movie that is all a bunch of Jedi and a bunch of Sith fighting. That's all I want in life.
So you know what?
I don't know why we can't get it.
This is just me talking at this point. You know what would be awesome? If they did like a series and they showed, so you know how like Starkiller could just like bring down Star Destroyers, and like you hear about all these like stuff in the Old Republic of these massive feats by the Sith and the Jedi of this massive force power of just being able to, you know, crush tens of 20 of people. I want to see a lore accurate movie of like a Jedi or Sith or whatever, just using the force, how like it's been talked about in other realms of
if they took the Old Republic stuff, they could make a like Game of Thrones sized show. They could do 8-9 seasons of this huge monumental story where we see all of this crazy stuff. Like, maybe it's just really expensive, but like they've got money. And it will make more than it will cost, without a question. Like,
Amazon spent $1 billion on the Lord of the Rings. A billion. Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And this might, maybe this costs $2 billion, but it will do more than Lord of the Rings did.
Especially if they do it right. But they
and then
won't.
You just release the finale in theaters. It's brilliant.
Oh, yes. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be kind of neat.
Dude.
Like a 2.5 hour finale in theaters, that'd be sick.
Oh man. I'm so mad you said that.
We'll be like 60 at this point, but we'll still be totally in.
Hey, I'm going.
I'll be there.
I can't man. But I'll be there.
Do you hope Star Wars ends in your lifetime? I kind of do. I don't want to miss anything.
I've never thought about it that way, but yes, now that you say something like that,
I just don't.
It's already going on. It's 50 years old already.
Yeah, dude, isn't that wild?
They could do another 50. Problem is, like 40 of that was like nothing. There's a lot of empty space in there.
And another 10 of it was Jar Jar Binks. So,
hey, it's his fault the Empire rose to power.
It is.
Misa loves Jar Jar Binks.
I do love Jar Jar. He sucks, but I love him.
I hope they like throw us a bone someday in some like little clip in some show where it's like, did they just tell us that Jar Jar really was a Sith Lord?
They have to, right?
Like they just do something small where they don't outright say it, but everyone's just like, did that really just happen?
It does kind of feel like a lot of problems would be fixed if that were confirmed. I don't know what problems, but I feel like it would.
I don't know either. We would love it like, though.
Maybe like something in Mando just like hints at Jar Jar, like the
right exactly.
There was a Gungan Sith leader. The hidden the shadows.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Oh man.
Okay, that'd be dope. See, this is the problem with Star Wars fans. We come up with better stories.
That is the real issue.
That's why I'm always disappointed, because I go in there thinking some writer made a great story like I want it to be, and then it's just awful. So
Elliot, me and Steven got a series coming up in next year for the show that
I think. Oh, we do, yep.
It involves rewriting some things. So we're going to see it.
fan theory or whatever it is.
We're going to rewrite the sequels a little bit.
We're going to tweak some things.
Count me
in. Oh man.
All right. This has been a fun episode. Elliot, where can folks find you? And if they want to hear more of your hot takes.
You can find me anywhere. You can find me, just Google my name, Elliot Delp. I am youtube.com/ElliotDelp, instagram.com/ElliotDelp, facebook.com/ElliotDelp.
That's pretty easy. Two L's and two T's.
You should probably see it right at the corner of my screen right there.
Oh, see,
I don't know if that actually goes. I don't know if that sticks with it.
It doesn't.
I don't know.
So, yeah, and just if anybody's watching at this point, we appreciate you guys sticking around through the shenanigans. And shameless plug, I do YouTube content. I do basically firearms content where I review guns, body armor. Very off topic from this, but this just shows that people can have more sides than what you see on social media. So if you feel so inclined, is this going up on YouTube?
Yeah, we'll put this up on YouTube.
Link me in the bottom.
You for sure. If you want to find him, just click the link down in the bottom. or if you're listening to the podcast, it's still at the bottom. So
yeah, and
you'll click on the link and be like, "Wow, this page is way more professional than the one I was just on."
And I'll make sure to, when Steven texts me when this podcast comes out, and I'll make sure to create a post on YouTube that shoots it out. So
thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, we're definitely gonna have
best numbers ever.
17 listeners.
Yeah.
Woo woo.
But stuff like this is fun. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate being on. I appreciate talking about Star Wars because, like, even on my podcast, which I don't even do hardly anymore, we've kind of slowed down ever since we started cranking out more like videos. We never got to really talk like in depth about Star Wars, especially. I mean, I assume the Carbonite Crew is like a fairly nerdy podcast in
very
terms
much
of
so.
Like 100%. It's broad, not just Star Wars centric.
Yep.
And that it's fun. It's fun to do that, and it's fun to branch out a little bit in terms of the content. So
yeah, reach out if there's ever anything you just want to rant about pop culture wise.
No kidding.
We are here. He said, "All right, book me the next 4 weeks, please.
I'll be on everything." No problem.
Oh man,
it's been a pleasure having you on. I appreciate taking the
yep,
time.
Thanks for coming.
I love seeing other perspectives and other sides of the argument because apparently I thought it was a 7.5 show and now it's like a 1.5 show. So I don't know what happened with Endor. But
problem is me and Tyler tend to like be the same person in many ways.
That is the problem.
Due to like we've just known each other for too long. So it's good to get some very, you know, some other opinions in here. Way too
everything you say.
Long. I've known Tyler for longer than Elliot has been alive. I've only I've never not known Tyler, I think is the problem. So
I had 3 good months of my life and then that was it.
he was at the hospital when I was born.
Nine months. What? I need to find confirmation. I'm curious now.
I'm pretty sure that's what some your mom someone took you with to go visit to visit my mom in the hospital, and you were 3 months old, so you had to come with.
Oh, look at us, man! We're like a married couple that's learning new stories after all these years. I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh!
Go ahead. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you guys are watching. Subscribe to the podcast if you're listening, and go ahead, leave a 5-star review, leave a like on the video. Anything else, gentlemen? Anything else you want to leave with?
Nope.
Is it? How do you guys outro? Have an outro?
Oh, there's an outro. It's happening right now.
Oh boy,
that's the best. That's the magic of editing.
Make sure to hit the like and subscribe button. We appreciate it. Everybody, come outdoors. Peace.
See you guys.
May the force be with you.